Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, continuing to count the costs of the Swan Lake fire. The Borough Assembly spent some time in its most recent meeting debating some additional funding for the Central Peninsula landfill. Up to $150,000 will be provided through a contract to dispose of slash and brush that's been coming into the landfill, mostly as a result of people cleaning up around and firewising their homes, which is generating a lot more of that kind of debris than normal. Borough Chief of Staff James Baisden explained the need for the additional funds to the Assembly's Finance Committee. He says the pile of material that needs to be handled has been accumulating for months.
Which in the long term is a good thing, because it means that the people are taking care, trying to take care of their property and protect it. You know, one of the questions we've heard a lot is, now this seems like a lot of money to have to dispose of this. And of course, this is amount up to. We're going to go out to competitive bids and try to get this done, but he's got so much brush over there that we would expect probably a 3 or 4 week process just to be able to get rid of it this winter. And then hopefully in the springtime, as it accumulates again, we do it again. So twice a year, we're going to try to take care of it. And that's kind of where we're at with this.
Solid Waste Director Jack Marriott told the Assembly they arrived at that $150,000 figure based on the processing and labor costs of previous years. For instance, back in 2017, the landfill burned 1,100 tons of slash and other woody debris, but they have a lot more to deal with this year.
So we extrapolated that out. We know about what that cost us, and we know about what it costs for us to manage that amount. And we currently have 19,970 tons on site, so almost double that. And so that's how we came up with an estimate of what we think this may cost.
He says that's a rough estimate, as they don't have a lot to compare with. The borough has done controlled burns of this kind of debris before, but not on this scale.
I know the planning department has burnt brush in Hope and some of the Firewise sites, but that's not really comparing an apple to an apple, what we have. So we did have some thought in comparable. We know what it costs us to burn, but to be frank with you, it's very inefficient in that manner.
And it's inefficient because they don't simply set fire to a giant brush pile and let it go until all that brush is gone. As Marriott explains, it's a days-long process under normal conditions.
The way we have to manage it, because we don't run 24/7, is we turn it on, turn it off, turn it on. So we smother it every night. And so that takes a lot of excess time. It's not very efficient at all. And it was between 400 and 450 hours of equipment time, frankly, and by equipment time, that's excavators and loaders.
He says that most of the tonnage coming in is brush, but the last month or two, evidence of a resurgent spruce bark beetle problem is more apparent as well.
Generally, it's brush is what comes, and I think, you know, the people that are interested in cutting and getting firewood is saturated now, and so we literally have seen trailers full of logs, frankly, which is not normal.
Now, because there is so much wood and brush to deal with, the contract the borough is giving out stipulates around-the-clock operations so the fire doesn't have to be extinguished and then relit every day. However, it's still going to take some time, and Marriott says to expect some smoke. But why not chip all that wood and brush and create some nice organic material? Well, cost mostly, and it's also tough to determine what the demand would be for those kinds of products. Marriott says it also doesn't make the best fill material because it would have to be handled twice as the landfill expands into new cells. But it's not a totally open-loop operation either. The ash generated from the burns is used to help grow cover grass on the landfill as those cells fill up. The Assembly did eventually approve the funding, and that contract is now out for bids. And now time for this week's number, 2. That's how many requests federal regulators have received for additional study about where a cross-state natural gas pipeline would end. Both the City of Valdez and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough have asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for an additional draft environmental impact statement, saying the current choice for the line's terminus in Nikiski didn't get enough review over the last half decade. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers also has more questions for FERC, which is in the process of writing that draft EIS. It's expected to be released next spring. And one more number for you on our way out this week, 283-8433. That's the number you can call to show your support for KDLL during our fall membership drive. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.